16, what are the possible research hypotheses and outcomes of a Pearson's chi-square analysis? When you have a 2x2 chi-square, let alone anything bigger, there are a whole bunch of different possibilities. There are 8 different patterns available in a 2x2 chi-square. So in order to simplify things and keep them manageable, we're going to talk about a research hypothesis about a particular pattern, a research hypothesis that there is no pattern, and a research hypothesis about a different pattern. All we really need to capture this is a focused pattern, a null pattern, and some other pattern. The outcomes are, we either get the pattern we were looking for, we get a null pattern, or we get a different pattern than we were looking for. Now in the population, either the pattern we're looking for is true, no pattern is true, or there's some other pattern. Make sense? That's all we need to capture the 9 outcomes and grab them up in the 5 categories, which are still correct rejection of the null. The pattern we found is the pattern that's in the population. Correct retention of the null. We didn't find a relationship, and there isn't a pattern in the data. Type 1 error. We found a relationship, there's not one in the population. Type 2 error. We didn't find a relationship, there is one in the population. And a type 3 error. We found a pattern, there is a pattern in the population, but not the pattern that we found. So it's the same basic thing.